This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation say they won't be sending wolves from their reservation in Washington to Colorado after all. They changed their mind and notified Colorado Parks and Wildlife in a letter on June 6. That letter says it's because those Colorado tribes that could be impacted by wolves weren't consulted. Out of respect for the Indian tribes of Colorado, they won't be sending the 15 wolves here for the next round of reintroduction. CPW Director Jeff Davis says it's disappointing, but that they'll work on other sources for wolves. Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming have also refused to provide wolves to Colorado for reintroduction efforts. In the meantime, there are more wolf depredations in Grand County. That investigation's ongoing right now. Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden is receiving $1.2 million to pay for a new aircraft rescue and firefighting vehicle and equipment to enhance passenger safety. This is part of a multi-million dollar funding from the FAA as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The announcement of the award came from U.S. Senators Bennett and Hickenlooper. Results from the recent community feedback survey on housing from Yampa Valley Housing Authority have been released. Some of the highlights are that most respondents, about 83%, say affordable housing in the community is poor or very poor. The lack of affordable housing is impacting local business, with 72% of employers saying they're having difficulties recruiting and retaining employees. Results will be shared with city staff in the community. The Steamboat Gravel rides August 18th. Staff with the race has been going door to door to talk to rural Rout County residents along the course. Here's Greer Van Dyke with Steamboat Gravel.
There are about 360 residences, and we're really getting in there. We've had some very positive and impactful conversations. We've been so grateful for the time that we've been given. It's been very meaningful for us to have these rural community members spend time with us.
In a press release on the event, it says the key focus of changes this year are to minimize disruption to the locals and rural community, increase safety, improve rider conduct, and improve communication. Organizers also have donated over $112,000 to local nonprofits, and this year that includes the Rout County 4-H Scholarship Foundation. Two events tonight, Family Night at Steamboat Art Museum from 5 until 7 is free. Arts and crafts and games and prizes. You can see the current exhibit, which is about one family's journey on the Oregon Trail. The Steamboat Art Museum's at 8th and Lincoln. Then at 7 o'clock at Bud Werner Memorial Library, there's a survivor of the October 7th attack in Israel. Yoni Veloga is speaking. He was with his family when terrorists infiltrated their kibbutz in Israel. They were able to defend their home. He'll be talking about it 7 o'clock tonight in Library Hall, and it's free. At Saturday's produce drive at City Market, just over 1,000 pounds of food was collected. A lot of it was cereal. It will all go to lift up of Rout County, and the Steamboat Group coordinated the collecting. They're trying to raise $50,000 this year, which they'll match half of that. There is a fund to donate through Yampa Valley Community Foundation. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.